Hey guys, welcome into another Market Abilities broadcasting from our large, expansive production room.
Yeah.
Of Growing Media.
And it's Angie's first time.
It is, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah, man. Where you been? Where you been, man?
So I've been in the Bahamas Bali or someplace, like in a grass hut.
Hey, big CEO.
Yeah.
But still selling.
Still selling every day. That's what we do, guys. We sell, we sell, we sell. Hey, I do have to talk about a promo that we did. And if you guys, that promotional item that we were going to post and enlighten all the entrepreneurs and startups out there. And this one, he might have forgotten to press record. I don't know.
No.
The jury's still out.
No, dude, never.
Not
me
there.
Forget something? No.
Yeah. Script. Camera, hard
don't
drive.
Show the handwriting. No, don't yeah. Show the handwriting.
Retakes. Like, we were here till like 8 o'clock one night. And then I'm like, okay, what's the finished result? It didn't take.
Yeah.
And it was earth shattering.
How did it not take?
No, so like.
Right. Welcome to broadcasting.
I mean, yeah, like it was a camera I've never worked with before. And the way that she works is it's very much like, oh, you got an idea? Like, let's do it right now. So I was like, all right, I'm going to build a set. I'm going to figure out how
he
this camera works. Yeah. I'm going to figure out how the DJI mics work. And
it
I'm like,
so
hey, we're going to get something going right now.
It
and
was so good.
You made
yeah.
it happen.
Yeah, it was so good.
Not, I mean, we did. I mean.
It happened.
The next time around. It happened. But next time around, at least, you know,
we'll
I'll be
actually
a little
record
more prepared.
It. Yeah, yeah, we'll share it with yeah. you. But we're just gonna run through the script today and see if it resonates with anybody. And hey, we're here to help. We're here for you, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you even know helping. What's happening today, Lucas?
Of course I do.
What is it?
Wait, what do you mean the podcast?
yeah, man. We're gonna
tell people why they need us.
Oh yeah. Now you know.
Which is kind of what we do every podcast.
Yeah. I mean, that is very true, man. Like, I feel like I'm learning to sell every time I hop on here.
What do you guys think about these low-profile mics? Are you noticing all the new features in our new podcast?
I feel like I can see everybody's faces a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too
and
much.
There's no more of this, like, dinging the arm bar, and then it makes, like, a ringing noise.
Yeah, but we're exposed now. Like, hey, I see you. You see me.
I like this.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it. Yeah.
You're turning your back to the audience. Look around.
It was I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
you
like
are.
It's a.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Why your business idea will fail in 2024?
Call to action. Why do you think your business is going to fail in 2024?
Why is your business idea? Why will it fail in 2024?
Because I won't have enough awareness around it.
It's no secret that we all live in the world of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Rules the world, right?
Hold on.
Oh, we're making an audio adjustment in our new podcast studio inside
the
production.
We might need to cut.
We ran out of SD space.
Yeah.
It's fine. We could redo it.
I've literally. No,
are
no,
you
no.
recording?
No, we can come back in.
Yeah.
No, it's recording, but it's saying that the disc is almost out of space.
Okay, guys, so we're going to take
a
break. We're
going
to come back to the biggest podcast studio inside of our production room here at Growing Media. Welcome back to the biggest podcast studio broadcasting from our production room here at Growing Media.
We made it back.
That's so good.
We're alive.
That was too much?
Dude,
I mean,
if I had a dollar for every time you said the biggest podcast on planet Earth, maybe even in the solar system.
That's it. Welcome back, baby.
Speaking of which, you look like you're from the solar system with those glasses on.
Thank you.
No, I thought it was
all right,
bug.
Listen, the future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
Hey.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's tough.
That was so not
good recovery.
Original. Do you guys not know?
I've never heard that.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay. All right.
Rough start.
So we've talked about it. Why do 90% of business ideas fail? And this year in particular.
Lack of implementation.
Yep. That's right. There are, you know what ideas are like. And everybody has one.
Right. I've got a billion ideas.
I would say the lack of, I can't count how many times I've said this, but like, just the inability to understand how important it is to make yourself like visible to your target audience.
Right.
And you know, it's super easy nowadays. It's just like people don't understand like how critical it is. Like you can't, the odds of you making it when you just start up a business. And then like, I'm sure a lot of business owners don't even think about that. Like, you know, you gotta worry about if it's like, let's say it's a little grocery store, like you gotta worry about overhead. You gotta worry about keeping the lights on. You gotta worry about
expiration dates,
yeah, keeping the property,
throw out, right?
Yeah. It's like there's a ton of things. Mm-hmm. So like it's easy to understand how, you know, your marketing and advertising can slip you, especially when you're first starting out.
Yeah.
So we know it's got to be a product and service that people want, that people are going to consume. They're going to rush to your doors to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think a lot of the times people are focused on the product, like being really good and really functional,
yeah,
and like really valuable, but they forget that like, oh, people need to know about this.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You have to put your pride aside and you have to hire professionals who are trained to do what you need done. And that is to let people know that you're there and your doors are open.
Right. Because it's like, I feel like hiring, like anytime you hire a professional. So, you know, going back to the plumber analogy, like mm-hmm. my uncle, he can plumb in that water line for you. And it's like, or you can hire a real plumber to come and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Right. A certified right. individual. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So I like to talk about the small percentages. So that 10% that puts their pride aside and says, you know what, I need to call somebody. I need to call somebody, whether it's us, Growing Media. You can find our call, our information, our contact information at growingmediamarketing.com, broadcasting from the largest podcast studio from inside our production room. I'm excited, guys. This is my first time here. Oh, I'm pumped. Gosh. Yeah. If you're a business and you want to come on, this is a great way to get noticed. There's a lot of room. If you got a big staff,
yeah,
a lot there's of room lot here. Of room. Guys.
Yeah, there's so much. The biggest, yeah. Dude. I'm not sure. I think Delta's tickets are pretty cheap right now for the Bahamas. I'm not sure. I mean, I wasn't
trying to get me to leave.
I wasn't
it,
directing
it?
That towards
yeah.
anybody.
Yeah, really
man.
Is. I wasn't. Well, I mean, think about it, guys. So we had a meeting today, right? And we were surprised, a potential client, mm-hmm. they were yeah. raising the question about direct mail. You know, is that a good way to reach your clientele? Well, we happen to know through trial and error that it's very expensive, number one, and it can be accomplished. The same thing can be accomplished now through email marketing, which is not yeah. going to cost you right. $12,000. And your return rate is going to be a lot larger. And, you know, here's the thing. Why not try it, measure it before you jump all in and get that less than 1% return on your investment?
Yeah, because I mean, even me, just I will open email and actually right. read it
oh, yeah.
way before I open a piece of mail.
Yeah, I'm like, look what I got a coupon for new... Whatever it was.
If I had a dollar for every piece of mail that's stacked up on my stovetop right now, man.
Right, right.
It's crazy. I just don't think people really, I mean, as humans, we're naturally like programmed to pick the easiest route, and it's way easier to go button, or even off the home screen if it lights up like Gmail. Like you just click it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sit there and rip open a package and be like, oh, is my name on this? Or is this so-and-so? Or is this? And like,
right.
People don't want to do that anymore.
No. Yeah.
Like we're almost fully digital. And I think I think that's coming sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I agree. And you know, that's the thing is it's evolving daily, and that's not your job to know. If that's not the business that you're in, it is our job to know that. You know, what is the best way to reach your target market? And what's phenomenal is it's so measurable nowadays. Before, it was spitballing. What's going to stick? You know, do we place in some television? Do we place... Back in the day, they were doing newspaper and radio. And you know what? That's fine for some, if that's what you're into. But again, I like to be able to measure it. And we send our clients a report every 30 days. And a success story this month, 28 foot conversions, which means 28 people saw our online ad and walked into this particular business. Boom, drop the mic in the largest podcast studio in the production room.
Oh my gosh, we got to go to a stop.
Okay.
Yeah, how do we do that? Use the duct tape?
No, I mean, we can do a... Do we
you
have,
guys weren't ready
do we,
for this.
Do we have exit foot conversions? Because you could be one right now.
I mean, if they
right
walked
now.
In, I'm...
Oh! He got you. See? He got you.
No love. That's okay, though, guys, because I'm pumped today because I love our podcast studio. The biggest. So. They can't bring me down.
And we've also had a phenomenal day.
Yeah. It's been a good day.
To be honest.
They can't bring me down.
Very productive day.
But listen, if we don't say anything else of value, because sometimes they get off on a tangent and they don't really give you anything that you could use, but I'm here to do that, okay? So, listen, the decision you have to make is a fairly straightforward one, right?
Yeah.
You hire professionals. We are available. Growing Media Marketing. Or you fail.
Yeah.
Now you know.
I think that's about
now you know.
That's about as straightforward as it can get. You
yeah, because even if you run a business that like where you're getting by and you're making like a decent salary, do you actually consider that a win?
Right. No.
Like that doesn't sound like a success to me. No. It's like, okay, cool. You're able to pay yourself a salary you would be able to get somewhere else.
Right. Mm. Oh,
like that
good point
with all the risk incurred as well.
Right.
Like. That's not worth it.
The reason you go into business is get to that point of financial freedom, exactly. Right? Which allows you to go to Bali and the Bahamas and not be part of the first couple of podcasts that your new folks, you know, put together. But, and I have so not been in the Bahamas or Bali, but Bloomington, Illinois, if you're listening and watching, we now have a location there and I've been there getting that all ready to go. We do not have a podcast studio, but we are keeping our eyes open. Or a podcast studio.
But I think to kind of bounce off what you were just saying, you know, regardless of anything else, like that is very true. Like, you know, it's kind of a joke, like you can go to Bali or whatever, but like literally one of the only ways you can get financially free in this year, and especially the ones moving forward, is starting your own business. And like there is a ton of risk, and that's kind of what we do, is we mitigate a lot
of that.
That's
right. We minimize that.
And you know, it's just, like, it's hard. It is. I've seen it happen. I've seen people build businesses. I've seen businesses have success. I've seen businesses fail. But like, that is a risk you absolutely have to take at least once in your life.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm sure we could find some statistic on it, but I couldn't imagine the amount of people who go to their grave and they just claw for like, they're like, man, I wish I would have tried to start this business, because everybody, all of us have our passions, you know, whether it's a creation of video or sound, or maybe a supplements company.
Writing,
You know, just like whatever it needs to be. And you know, people are just scared. And in a world where so many things fail, like you just have to try.
Yeah.
Because if you don't succeed, like, and it doesn't kill you, like you will be stronger, unless you go like, really far into debt. So make sure you have a little bit of a pocket, but you know, at the end of the day, I think it's 100% worth it.
Yeah. Two things I'm going to interject here. One, you're going to get out of your business what you put into it.
Yep.
That's number one. Okay. Let's remember that. And then number two, you got to have that whole analogy of, you know, nobody's going to outwork me. I'm going to be successful with this thing. And then you don't want to have regrets in life, you know. And the other thing is, guys, listen to what I'm saying to you now. Knowledge-based commerce. If you're my age, if you're 53 and you're now pumped to be in the... No, I'm kidding. I psyched you guys out. You didn't even know I was going to say it there, did you?
No, I did.
Oh, you did. Yeah, so that's why I didn't
get to it.
Oh, you're numb already. Right. Okay.
How many we had? 20, 30.
But yeah, you know, here's the thing. When you're this age and you forget what you... No, I'm kidding. But when you're at this age, you've got to have that side hustle for a tax write-off, a tax benefit. We've talked about this so many times.
Yeah.
It's just crucial that you find a way that you can keep more of your money in your pocket.
Yeah, especially from the government.
Well, I didn't say that.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a ton of advantages that I've never realized until now, like just from owning a business. Like it's not even just like, you know, you're your own boss, but like it is entirely like there's so many more like loopholes to owning a business than there is being a salary-based worker. And you know, I got to clarify, there's nothing wrong with that. But then there's also...
It's essential when you're starting, because then you learn to do it better than they're doing it, and then you're out on your own. You know what I mean?
Right. But like back to what you were saying about like, you know, you get out what you put into your business. People have this misconception, I think, that, you know, once you get the business going or whatever, like it's easy at a certain point.
When?
I, But I think that some people might think that, like, oh, they have a lot of money and they're wealthy because they own a business or whatever. But, like, they don't realize, like, the work that went into that, right. You know. And that's really where it comes in is, like, you are still a full-time employee. Maybe you might work
more.
Yeah, you probably work more hours than that 5 to 9.
Hey, that's a good schedule, baby. I like it 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let's get it. Yeah.
No, but probably more so than the 9 to 5 guy. But, like, there's also that sense of motivation, I think, knowing that you're building something for yourself and your family, especially down the line. And I think that pushes those extra hours a little more than being like, oh, I'm building someone else's family and wealth. And, you know, I think that being a salary worker or, like, you know, doing that 9 to 5 is important at some point in your life because it teaches you work ethic and showing up consistently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that
and learning on someone else's dime.
And then that all leads, that prepares you for, like, the mental grind that is being a business owner.
Sure.
Mm, you know.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, guys, I think we're going to have a wrap up because we had a first section and then we had to take a break, if you guys remember. But we are coming to you. We're broadcasting now from the largest podcast studio.
She loves that.
From the production room. If only that was tied to some sponsor dollars. Like, look what we would have given you this broadcast, which, by the way, this podcast is open to sponsorship. So,
absolutely. Hey,
you decide because it's big. We can put, like, your logo in here.
It's big.
Yeah. We put it on the side of the building, here, man. Dude. We get a lot of. I'm gonna measure this traffic out front, and I'm gonna let people know what the drive by rate is, because right now our banner that we've got out there, I think it's flopped over, folded over. They don't know who's in the building, but I can tell you, yeah, it's not good right now.
I can't even think.
It is not good right now. But you know what? This is your chance.
I can't even
get in now. We need the dollars and we need the sponsorships because I'm back, baby. I'm back in the seat here in Carbondale.
She's been talking this whole time. What?
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I told you.